Who buys the G450?
If you were to think 5 or 6 years ago, most of our models were sold here in North America. And over the last 3 or 4 years, that mix has changed where the majority, over 50%, are buying airplanes across our borders into Europe, Asia, Middle East, South America. So the airplane actually is functioning and selling in all those regions.
What's the mix of personal and corporate buyers?
Right now, the highest percent of buyers are private companies. So the corporate buyers, even though they're there, and we're predominantly in North America, we're seeing more private companies buying the airplanes.
Right, and individuals?
Individuals in there are still with a high percentage, but really the majority are, like I said, private companies.
How does the 450 fit into the lineup?
Well, it fits in a market segment that competes with Falcon, for example. It's well below where the 650 is right now, as you would expect. But it fits quite nicely into a market segment that satisfies a range, 4,350 nautical miles at 8.0, as a number of city pairs that are attractive to our customers.
And what gives the 450 the edge over its rivals?
Great reliability. It's an airplane that's been in service for quite some time. It has a legacy that goes back some many years. And it always has been defined as a highly reliable, productive aircraft that can make its mission. It has a wonderful product support organization behind it, as do all our models.
With the G650, which brings in so much new technology and new efficiency, does the 450 then, like many other aircraft, not just Gulfstream aircraft, look a little tired?
The 650, as you see behind me, is a brand new state-of-the-art clean sheet aircraft that has been conceptually designed starting maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and it's evolved from that point. The 450 has a number of the same technologies, referring to the airframe specifically and in the avionics and so forth. So when we say it's a little tired, I would tend to disagree, because it's evolved over the years and become a much more technologically advanced airplane, similar to what you see in the 650. However, there are differences that we've been able to introduce on the 650 that are not yet quite available on the 450. But as we go forward, we'll probably have a refresh program that we'll put not only on the 450, but also introduce on the 550, that'll take some of the advantages that you see, especially when you go into the cabin and we introduce the cabin features that we have in the 650 today.
What sort of time frame we see?
Well, we're out there a few years. Well, I think we're going to do this thing incrementally. So we'll take some of the things that we have available now in the 650 and incorporate them on the 450 and 550. Matter of fact, if you have an opportunity to fly the 450 today, which you will, I believe, you'll be able to see some of those features. And then as we go through time and we determine that it's appropriate to introduce even more, we'll do so.
Do buyers respond better to big bang changes like the new clean sheet design, the 650, or do they buy into incremental changes?
I think they do both. They really look at productivity. What does an airplane provide them in terms of its functionality, its safety, its service reputation, how reliable it is, can it get them to point A, to point B reliably every time? Those are all the features that they look towards. And that's one of the reasons why Gulfstream has such a strong brand, because it's constantly upgrading technology. It doesn't wait for the next model to come out. It'll be introducing technology within the models that it has today.